It's 28 to 8. Let's check the sport headlines now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And it's turmoil, carnage and worse at Australia's oldest football club.
That's the best way to put it, Fran. After that dreadful smashing by Geelong on Saturday, the directors of the Melbourne Football Club, they've sacked the coach, Dean Bailey. That's the easy way out because the other option, and the one that seemed pretty obvious to me from where I sat on Saturday.
Sack the team.
Sack the players. It's just not available to the club, well, in the short term at least. And I guess the Melbourne supporters who haven't already booked their skiing trip for next weekend, they wanted some sort of short-term action. So as well as Bailey, football operations manager Chris Connolly and chief executive Cameron Swab, they're apparently also said to be in the gun. And for the record, Geelong's winning score was the club's second highest ever in its involvement in Australian football, which is almost as long as that of the Demons. How Melbourne must have been wishing late Saturday afternoon that Tom Wills hadn't come down the road to set up a football club in Geelong all those years ago. Now, goings on at Melbourne overshadowed a few games yesterday. Collingwood showed it too can be a big winner, eventually smashing a brave Essendon, while Adelaide, which sacked its coach last week, put Port Adelaide's mentor Matthew Primus in danger of a similar departure by winning the showdown. To the latter, Geelong's percentage improved over the weekend, but not enough to knock Collingwood from top spot. Both teams on 64 points. Then come Hawthorn, Carlton, West Coast, Sydney, St Kilda. A couple of sleepers there, Sydney and St Kilda. And Frio on the skids a bit after being hit with injuries is eighth in rugby league. South Sydney coach John Lang, he was all but ready to hand hit in his resignation when the Rabbitohs trailed St George 20-0 down at Wollongong yesterday. But the Redfern rallied in the most amazing way to win 34-24. Dylan Farrell scoring three tries. Two other games yesterday, Newcastle smashing the Gold Coast 50-20 and New Zealand ending Canberra's vainglorious ideas of playing in the finals after they beat St George last week. The Raiders well beaten 29-10. Tonight, Melbourne plays Parramatta, so the latter tomorrow. In round ball football, FIFA announced the groupings for the World Cup qualifiers ahead of 2014 over the weekend, and the World Gameroos, they've fared pretty well, ending up alongside Thailand, Saudi Arabia and Oman. Australia is easily the highest ranked of those countries. And the baby World Gameroos, they start their World Cup in Colombia a bit later this morning. They're playing Ecuador. In swimming, this wonderful new addition to the Australian swimming legend, James Magnussen, he's just missed out on a third gold medal at the World Swimming Championships in Shanghai. Anchoring the medley relay, he took Australia from fourth to second behind the United States. And boy, it was a close margin too. Stephanie Rice got bronze in the 400 metres individual medley. Australia ended up with a stack of silverware at these World Championships, something coach Lee Nugent believes can be turned into gold at the London Olympics next year. And it wasn't just about, well, we're moving right along now to motor racing. Jenson Button picking the right tyres at the right time is what they're calling a gripping Hungarian Formula One Grand Prix for all sorts of reasons. Wet weather played havoc with the fortunes of a few drivers before Button, using the right tyres, finished ahead of Sebastian Vettel and Fernando Alonso. Mark Webber, the Australian, finished fifth to trail Vettel by 85 points in the Drivers' Championship. And Webber is now just 3 points ahead of Hamilton and 4 ahead of Alonso. So a tight finish there. And in golf, Yani Tseng has won the Women's British Open, a 16 under par performance, reinforcing her place as the preeminent female golfer on the planet at the moment. Kari Webb was the best of the Australians at 4 under par. Fran, it's great to have you back, and I'll be back with more sport tomorrow.
Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.